win, Brian, but at what cost has that come injury wise?
Oh, we've got a couple in there, yeah, that we're unsure of.
Yes. The injuries to Maguire and Sutcliffe, do you think they could be doubtful for next week at this stage?
Or? Very, very doubtful, yeah, both of them.
Do you know what Maxie's done yet?
I don't know. He could have broke his ankle, by the looks of it. He's not walking, he can't even put it down on the ground, so it's a bad one. It's one of these moments where I'm sure you'll all start typing very, very quickly because you think you've got a coach to say something out of order here, which I know, which is some of your remits from the press, when in actual fact this point is about the understanding of what the sin bin's used for. And I'm not angry. I'm not angry that our game can get it confused to such a level where the sin bin, my understanding was that for some blokes who push after the ball's been passed or shoulder barging or fighting or some little indiscretion where it's more than a penalty. The kid makes a break and an offensive advantage has his ankle twisted and rolled. Even the referee signalled that. And in desperation to not have his ankle broke, he kicks out to get the bloke off his ankle. That's trying to break his ankle. He gets sin-binned for it. Now, it worries me. It worries me that we've got that wrong. The game's got that wrong.
Adam Cuthbertson didn't reappear either.
No, looks like he's got a torn calf, yeah.
Is the win any compensation, Brian, for that?
It was a tough win. Hull are a good team. Hull have been on a bit of a roll and have got started to gain some momentum and they play a lot better than what their league position suggests. They're a good team. We prep for a good team and got challenged a lot. Yeah, there's a couple of occasions where I could look at the team, our team, and say we needed to be better defensively, a couple of soft misses, but they never give up on. They've got enough quality there. They're going to be a very, very good team next week at their place. They're going to be full of enthusiasm, I'm sure. And they're going to have a reaction, a huge reaction, I should imagine, at their place next week.
Jim Guyhorst outstanding initially in an unfamiliar position.
Oh, he was all right. I don't think he was outstanding.
Looking ahead to next week, Brian, are you going to have any bodies? Was there anyone that could maybe have played today that you didn't want to risk? Or?
Brett Delaney could be available. That seems to be my post-match press conference the last 6 weeks, and Brett Delaney could be available. It's a really frustrating time for Brett. His hamstring issue that he was over with, he twinged a calf in prep, which happens a lot, actually, where they, I don't know whether the body overcompensates for it, but coming back into fitness, he just pulled a calf, so he could be available. I'm not sure if it's Jamie Jones, and probably not Jamie Jones, and we know about Mitch and Tom Briscoe are a number of weeks off, so. But what we do with the loss of Danny Maguire, who's been single-handedly our best player all year, from start to finish, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we get over that. Okay.
Have you got Rob Burrow, have you, for next week?
Yeah, we have.
You had a chance to think about the last few weeks. It looked at the end as though they were throwing everything at you at the end. The game could have got away from you, but you did manage to hang on. You had a chance to have a think about that yet? Or?
Well, you've got to commend some of the resilience that we've got to be able to just hang in there. But you're right, Hull did throw everything at us. They had a fair amount of field position there. I think that was more to do with Hull being good than us being poor.
Any further questions? I was just saying, just back top of the league as well, with only 4 rounds to the break.
Listen, after round 30, And being in first position is important, we want to be, but there's a fair ways to go just yet. We're not losing sleep being second, and we're not overjoyed that we're first. We need to play well, we need to keep playing well, and there's a bit of a start towards it.